This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, joined in the studio today by our guest, the Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, Kevin Carman. Kevin, good to have you with us.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
And you brought a guest today. Our guest is David Sanders, professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Welcome, David.
It's great to be here also.
Today, we're going to visit about a number of topics in the area of civil and environmental engineering. Kevin, that's why you brought David over. David, first, you've been with the university since 1990. Some of the credentials that I've noted, six times named as College of Engineering Senior Scholar Mentor, Faculty Appreciation Award five times. You have more than 240 research publication credits. You've served as principal or co-principal investigator for more than $12 million in research projects. And then you were this past spring named as a foundation professor here at the university. We're going to come back to that topic in just a moment. But then you have the recent successes of the new Earthquake Engineering Lab, the Concrete Canoe Team we'll talk about. You've continued a busy, successful career here at the university. First of all, congratulations on all those things.
Well, thank you very much.
Kevin, before we turn back to David and some of the projects that are going on in this area, what does it mean to you to have, and the faculty, the students, the university, to have someone the caliber, the leadership, the expertise of David Sanders on campus?
Well, we're working on our cloning technology here at UNR, but if we could clone David, we would like to have him manifested as many times as possible. And at the point, in fact, David is an outstanding member of our faculty. We have many outstanding faculty members, but certainly David serves as an exemplary individual in all aspects of his service to the university and his teaching and his research. One credential you didn't mention is he's the chair-elect for the Faculty Senate, and so he's playing a leadership role in the governance of the university. So it's just remarkable all of the things that he does and is involved with and does at such a very high level.
David, let's go back to you for just a moment. The foundation professor, it's not given to everybody. What does that mean to you?
Well, as you mentioned, I've been on campus for 25 years, and during this time period, I've strived to be the best I can in everything that I do. And certainly becoming a foundation professor is a recognition by my peers that I've made an impact in this university. And that certainly is my greatest desire, is to have an impact.
You've got 3 years worth of some additional support. What does that mean for you to do your work?
Well, it certainly helps me to continue to focus in on my research, especially. It gives me some extra resources in order to be able to hire some students and some maybe a postdoc in order to help me to continue to have an impact on society. That's one of the reasons why I like civil and environmental engineering, specifically earthquake engineering, is that the things that we do have an impact on people's daily lives and their safety.
And that sounds like something that people will hear about the research or hear about some of the academic aspect of it. But as you're talking to me, I see just a real passion in your eyes about the work you're doing and the impact of the work here and how that impacts many people, not just in our area, but actually nationwide. What does that mean to you to be able to do the work you do?
Well, it's, as I said, extremely rewarding. I came here in 1990, right after the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake. And, of course, there was the 1994 Northridge earthquake. And we saw the incredible impact that earthquakes can have on our society and on our communities. And my early career was just spent on trying to find ways to get structures to stand up. How do we make it so that structures don't fall down? In recent years, we began to focus on not only how do we keep them standing, but how do we keep them serviceable after an earthquake? What good is a hospital if it's still standing after an earthquake if all the equipment and things inside are destroyed? What good is a bridge if it's still standing, but it can't be used by emergency and support vehicles? So now the focus is, again, just having an impact on the community, not only during the earthquake, but after the earthquake. How do we keep things moving?
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and our guests in the studio today, Dr. Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno. Kevin's guest in the studio today, Dr. David Sanders, Professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. We're talking about a lot of accomplishments and things happening in the area of engineering here on campus. Kevin, let's go to you for a moment. What are some of the achievements or concepts or projects that you feel have really caught your attention?
Well, one of the things that as I was transitioning to the University of Nevada, Reno, almost 2 years ago now, and a flight out here, I was overhearing a conversation about the earthquake engineering program at the University of Nevada. And I knew something about it, but honestly, not a great deal, and came over time to realize that this is really a gem of our university and establishes us not only nationally, but internationally. Dr. Sanders, I'd appreciate you. You've relayed to me separately, but I'd like to hear from you. If you could tell our listeners about your experience and the growth of the earthquake engineering program that you've seen in the time that you've been here, and really the remarkable transformation that's occurred over that period.
Well, certainly glad to do that. It's a story that I love to tell. In 1990, when I came here, our earthquake facilities weren't much larger than this room that we sit in now. It was about less than 500 square feet of space that we could do testing on different equipment. But in 1992, the Harry Reid Engineering Laboratory opened up, and this really gave us some full-scale testing facilities where we were able to test components of structures or scale models of entire systems. This lab was around 5,000 square feet, and it really opened the door to us being able to do work that couldn't be done other places. But it's been one thing after another. In 1997, we added shake tables into our facility, which enables us to actually simulate real earthquakes on structures or components of structures. And then in 2000, we added to the laboratory. Then we added more shake tables, and now we're up to 4 shake tables. And then recently, we opened up our new earthquake engineering laboratory, which is a state-of-the-art laboratory. And the combination of our large-scale structures laboratory, our older laboratory, and our new laboratory, we truly do have a world-class facility here that can be used to do things that they can't do anywhere else in the world.
Another thing that David mentioned that you're involved with is the concrete canoe. So what is an earthquake engineer doing getting involved with canoes? And can you tell us a little bit about what that whole program means?
Well, within earthquake engineering, my area of interest is reinforced concrete. And so within that, I'm also very active with the American Society of Civil Engineers. And I've been fortunate to be the faculty advisor for the student chapter of the American Society of Civil Engineers, basically since I came on campus. And in 2005, there were a couple of students that said, you know, we really want to do well at this thing called the concrete canoe. And the concrete canoe competition has been around for a very long time, but the University of Nevada wasn't particularly active in it. But these two students got the ball rolling. And ever since then, we have had tremendous success. We compete in what's called the Mid-Pacific region, which are the schools in Northern California, which includes schools like Davis and Berkeley. And it's an incredibly difficult region to be in. And so we have to take this canoe and we go compete there. But it's not just about building the canoe. They also race the canoe. They have to make a technical presentation. There's a technical report. And so not only do I like the competitive nature of this competition, but the kids learn so much about project management, working on teams, fundraising as part of this. And they've been very good at it.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR, David Stipik, with the Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, Kevin Carman, and Kevin, your guest, David Sanders, Professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Continue your conversation, gentlemen. Go ahead.
Let me add an anecdote. I got an email from your dean, Dean Maragakis, who forwarded an article from the Cal Berkeley Alumni Magazine. You may have seen that, but they were bragging on their concrete canoe team and pointing out that their arch rival in this competition is the University of Nevada, Reno, and lamenting the fact that they were hammered pretty soundly in the last regional competition, but assuring their alumni that they would be back for more, but recognizing that University of Nevada, Reno was truly the leader in this area. So that's quite a testimony to the quality of the program.
Since 2006, we've gone to the national competition every year. There are over 200 teams nationwide that compete in this competition. There's only about 24 that go to the national competition. So to finish an average of third over the last 6 years is truly amazing. And, of course, this last year we finished first, which was a very proud moment for all of us.
Outstanding. So, and the concrete canoe is an example of something else that I would like to highlight, an aspect of Dr. Sanders that, again, I would argue is not atypical of our faculty, but certainly he is an exemplar. He has a very strong research program, internationally recognized for the scholarship that he does. And sometimes there's a perception that means that our research faculty are off in some dark room thinking about mysterious things, and it's not involving students. But to the contrary, Dr. Sanders has undergraduate and graduate students involved in his research. And would you just tell us a little bit about the students that are involved in your research activities?
Well, certainly one of the things I love about my job is the diverse amount of students that I get to work with. I love teaching undergraduate classes. I love teaching graduate classes. But where you really get to know the students the best is at the graduate programs. and or I should say in the graduate projects or research projects. And these students are not only master's degree students and PhD students, but we have a tremendous number of undergraduate students that work on these projects. And in fact, in our laboratory, we have three undergraduate students that are hired full-time to work in the laboratory to help us to conduct the research that we do. A project that I completed this summer, we had three additional undergraduate students that were working on research aspects. So they're not just people that are doing the nuts and bolts in the laboratory, but they also have a research component of that project, in addition to a PhD student that was overseeing the entire project. So it's a great way to work with students of all levels.
And I know that our graduates are highly regarded, and in particular in the civil and environmental engineering. That's a kudo to you and your colleagues in the department. So I'd like to have you comment on one other aspect of your life as it is now. We mentioned that you're chair-elect of the Faculty Senate, and you're serving in that capacity this year. Next year you'll serve as the chair. Tell us a little bit about your activities and what you see coming of that.
Well, from the very beginning of my career here at the University of Nevada, I've been very fortunate to be involved in different parts of campus. And I found out that there's a lot of value all over the campus. And you've already alluded to the fact that there's that we are a campus of tremendous quality and a tremendous number of fantastic people working around the campus. And I really enjoy working with all aspects of the campus. And it's not just about my program and making my program better, but it's about making my university better.
You're definitely doing that, David. And I just want to say how much I appreciate and enjoy working with you and look forward to working with you this year and next in your leadership role with the Faculty Senate.
This is Beyond the Headlines. David Stipik, our guest today, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, Kevin Carman. Kevin, thanks for bringing David Sanders over. David Sanders is a professor of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, a number of other titles, foundation professor. Thanks for sharing what you share. Thanks for your passion, David. Nice to get to know you a little bit here. Kevin, as always, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming by.
Always a pleasure.
And David Sanders, thank you for visiting the studios here at KUNR today.
Thank you.